धृतराष्ट्र उवाच, धर्मक्षेत्रे कुरुक्षेत्रे समवेता युत्सवः, मामकाः पाण्डवाश्चैव किमकुर्वत संजय?
Dhritarashtra said, O Sanjaya, after my sons and the sons of Pandu assembled in the place of pilgrimage at Kurukshetra, desiring to fight, what did they do?
Sanjaya uvacha, drishtva tu pandavanikam vyudham duryodhanastada acharyam upasangamya raja vachanam abravit.
Sanjaya said, O king, after looking over the army arranged in military formation by the sons of Pandu, King Duryodhan went to his teacher and spoke the following words.
Pashyaitam panduputranam acharya mahatim chamum vyudham drupadaputrena tava shishyena dhimata.
O my teacher, behold the great army of the sons of Pandu, so expertly arranged by your intelligent disciple, the son of Drupada.
Atra shura maheshvasa bhimarjuna samayudhi yuyudhano viratascha drupadascha maharatah.
Here in this army are many heroic bowmen, equal in fighting to Bhima and Arjuna, great fighters like Yudhyudan, Virata and Drupada.
Drishtaketuschekitanah kashirajascha viryavan purujit kuntibhojascha shaibyascha narapungavah.
There are also great, heroic, powerful fighters like Drishaketu, Chekitana, Kashiraj, Purujit, Kuntiboja, and Shaibya.
Yudha manyuscha vikranta uttamaujascha viryavan saubhadro draupadeyascha sarva eva maharatha.
There are the mighty Yudhamanyu, the very powerful Uttamauja, the son of Subhadra, and the sons of Draupadi. All these warriors are great chariot fighters.
Asmakam tu vishishthaye tan nibodha dvijottam nayaka mama sainyasya samghyartam tan bravimite.
But for your information, O best of the brahmanas, let me tell you about the captains who are especially qualified to lead my military force.
Bhavan bhishmascha karnascha kripascha samitim jayah ashvatthama vikarnascha saumadattisthathaivacha.
There are personalities like you, Bhishma, Karna, Kripa, Ashvatthama, Vikarna, and the son of Somadatta called Bhurishrava, who are always victorious in battle.
Anye cha bahavah shura madarthe tyakta jivitah nana shastra praharanah sarve yuddha visharadah.
There are many other heroes who are prepared to lay down their lives for my sake. All of them are well equipped with different kinds of weapons and all are experienced in military science.
Aparyaptam tadasmakam balam bhishmabhirakshitam paryaptam tvidam etesham balam bhimabhirakshitam.
Our strength is immeasurable and we are perfectly protected by Grandfather Bhishma, whereas the strength of the Pandavas, carefully protected by Bhima, is limited.
Ayaneshu cha sarveshu yatha bhagam avasthitah bhishmam evabhirakshantu bhavantah sarva evahi.
All of you must now give full support to Grandfather Bhishma as you stand at your respective strategic points of entrance into the phalanx of the army.
Tasya sanjanayan harsham kuru vriddah pitamahah simhanadam vinadyochaih shankham dadhmau pratapavan.
Then Bhishma, the great valiant grandsire of the Kuru dynasty, the grandfather of the fighters, blew his conch shell very loudly, making a sound like the roar of a lion, giving Duryodhan joy.
Tata shankhascha bhairyascha panavana kago mukhah sahasai vabhyahanyanta sashabdastu mulo bhavat.
After that, the conch shells, drums, bugles, trumpets and horns were all suddenly sounded and the combined sound was tumultuous.
Tata shvetair hayair yukte mahatisyandane sthitau madavah pandavashchaiva divyau shankhau pradadhmatuh.
On the other side, both Lord Krishna and Arjuna, stationed on a great chariot drawn by white horses, sounded their transcendental conch shells.
Panchajanyam Hrishi Kesho Deva Dattam Dhananjaya Paundram Dadhmau Mahashankham Bhima Karma Vrikodara.
Lord Krishna blew his conch shell, called Panchajanya. Arjuna blew his, the Devadatta, and Bhima, the voracious eater and performer of Herculean tasks, blew his terrific conch shell, called Paundra.
Ananta Vijayam Raja Kuntiputro Yudhishthira Nakulah Sahadevascha Sughosha Manipushpakau Kashyascha Parameshvasah Shikhandicha Maharatha Drishtadyumno Viratascha Satyakischa Parajita Drupado Draupadeyascha Sarvashah Prithivipate Saubhadrascha Mahabahu Shankhan Dadmuh Prithak Prithak.
King Yudhishthir, the son of Kunti, blew his conch shell, the Ananta Vijaya, and Nakula and Sahadev blew the Sugosha and Manipushpaka. That great archer, the king of Kashi, the great fighter Shikhandi, Drishtadyumna, Virata, the unconquerable Satyaki, Drupada, the sons of Draupadi, and the others, O king, such as the mighty-armed son of Subhadra, all blew their respective conch shells.
Saghosho dhartarashtranam hridayani vyadarayat nabhascha prithivim chaiva tumulobhyanunadayan.
The blowing of these different conch shells became uproarious, vibrating both in the sky and on the earth. It shattered the hearts of the sons of Dhritarashtra.
Atha vyavasthitan drishtva dhartarashtran kapidhvajah pravritte shastra sampate dhanurudyamya pandavah hrishikesham tada vakyam idamaha mahipate.
At that time, Arjuna, the son of Pandu, seated in the chariot bearing the flag marked with Hanuman, took up his bow and prepared to shoot his arrows. O king, after looking at the sons of Dhritarashtra drawn in military array, Arjuna then spoke to Lord Krishna these words.
Arjuna uvacha, Senayor ubhayor madhye ratham sthapayamechyuta yavad etan nirikshaham yodhukaman avasthitan. Kairmaya sahayodhavyam asmin ranasamudyame.
Arjuna said, O infallible one, please draw my chariot between the two armies so that I may see those present here who desire to fight and with whom I must contend in this great trial of arms.
Yotsyamanan avekshaham ya etetra samagatah dhartarashtrasya durbuddher yuddhe priyachikirshavah.
Let me see those who have come here to fight, wishing to please the evil-minded son of Dhritarashtra.
Sanjaya uvacha, Evam ukto hrishi kesho guda keshena bharata senayor ubhayor madhye sthapayitva rathottamam.
Sanjaya said, O descendant of Bharata, having thus been addressed by Arjuna, Lord Krishna drew up the fine chariot in the midst of the armies of both parties.
Bhishma Drona Pramukhatah Sarvesham Chamahikshitam Uvacha Partha Pashyaitan Samavetan Kurun Iti.
In the presence of Bhishma, Drona, and all the other chieftains of the world, the Lord said, Just behold, Partha, all the Kurus assembled here.
Tatra Pashyat Sthithan Partha Pitrun atha pita mahan, acharyan matulan bhratrun, putran pautran sakhimstatha, shvashuran suhridaschaiva, senayor ubhayorapi.
There, Arjuna could see, within the midst of the armies of both parties, his fathers, grandfathers, teachers, maternal uncles, brothers, sons, grandsons, friends, and also his fathers-in-law and well-wishers.
Tan samikshya sa kaunteya sarvan bandhun avasthitan kripaya paraya vishtho vishiddan nidamabravit.
When the son of Kunti, Arjuna, saw all these different grades of friends and relatives, he became overwhelmed with compassion and spoke thus.
Arjuna uvacha, drishtvemam svajanam krishna, yuyutsum samupasthitam, sidanti mama gatrani, mukham cha parishushyati.
Arjuna said, "My dear Krishna, seeing my friends and relatives present before me in such a fighting spirit, I feel the limbs of my body quivering and my mouth drying up.
Vepathuscha sharire me, roma harshascha jayate, gandivam shramsate hastat, tvakchaiva paridahyate."
My whole body is trembling. My hair is standing on end. My bow, gandiva, is slipping from my hand and my skin is burning.
Nacha shaknom yavasthatum, brahmativa chame manah, nimittani cha pashyami, viparitani keshava.
I am now unable to stand here any longer. I am forgetting myself and my mind is reeling. I see only causes of misfortune, O Krishna, killer of the Keshi demon.
Nacha shreyo anupashyami, hatva svajanam ahave, nakankshe vijayam Krishna, nacha rajyam sukhani cha.
I do not see how any good can come from killing my own kinsmen in this battle, nor can I, my dear Krishna, desire any subsequent victory, kingdom, or happiness.
Kim no rajyena govinda, kim bhogair jivitena va, yesham arthe kankshitam no, rajyam bhoga sukhani cha. Taimeva sthitha yuddhe, pranam styaktva dhanani cha, acharyah pitarah putras, tathaivaccha pithamahah. Matulah svasurah pautrah, syalah sambandinastata, etanna hantum icchami, ghnatopi madusudana. Api trailokya rajyasya, hetoh kimnu mahikrute, nihatya dhartha rashtranna, ka priti syat janardana.
O Govinda, of what avail to us are a kingdom, happiness, or even life itself, when all those for whom we may desire them are now arrayed on this battlefield? O Madhusudana, when teachers, fathers, sons, grandfathers, maternal uncles, fathers-in-law, grandsons, brothers-in-law, and other relatives are ready to give up their lives and properties and are standing before me, why should I wish to kill them, even though they might otherwise kill me? O maintainer of all living entities, I am not prepared to fight with them, even in exchange for the three worlds, let alone this earth. What pleasure will we derive from killing the sons of Dhritarashtra?
Papameva shrayed asman, hatvaitan atatayinah, tasman narha vayam hantum, dharta rashtran sabandhavan, svajanam hi katham hatva, sukinah shyama madhava.
Sin will overcome us if we slay such aggressors. Therefore, it is not proper for us to kill the sons of Dhritarashtra and our friends. What should we gain, O Krishna, husband of the goddess of fortune, and how could we be happy by killing our own kinsmen?
Yadyapyete na pasyanti, lobho pahata chetasa, kulakshaya kritam dosham, mitradrohe chapatakam. Katham nagheyam asmabhi, papad asman nivartitum, kulakshaya kritam dosham, prapasyadbhir janardana.
O Janardana, although these men, their hearts overtaken by greed, see no fault in killing one's family or quarrelling with friends, why should we, who can see the crime in destroying a family, engage in these acts of sin?
Kulakshaye pranashyanti, kuladharmah sanatanah, dharme nashthe kulam kritsnam, adharmo bhibhavatyuta.
With the destruction of dynasty, the eternal family tradition is vanquished, and thus the rest of the family becomes involved in irreligion.
Adharma bhibhavat krishna pradushyanti kulastriyah stri shuddushthasu varshneya jayate varna sankara.
When irreligion is prominent in the family, O Krishna, the women of the family become polluted, and from the degradation of womanhood, O descendant of Rishni, comes unwanted progeny.
Sankaro narakayaiva कुलघ्नानां कुलस्य च पतन्ति पितरो ह्येषां लुप्तपिण्डोदकक्रियाः.
An increase of unwanted population certainly causes hellish life both for the family and for those who destroy the family tradition. The ancestors of such corrupt families fall down because the performances for offering them food and water are entirely stopped.
Doshair etaih kulaghnanam varna sankara karakaih utsadyante jati dharmah kuladharmascha shashvatah.
By the evil deeds of those who destroy the family tradition and thus give rise to unwanted children, all kinds of community projects and family welfare activities are devastated.
Utsanna kuladharmanam manushyanam janardana narake niyatam vaso bhavatityanushushrama.
O Krishna, maintainer of the people, I have heard by disciplic succession that those who destroy family traditions dwell always in hell.
Aho bata mahat papam kartum vyavasita vayam yadrajya sukhalobhena hantum svajanam udyata.
Alas, how strange it is that we are preparing to commit greatly sinful acts. Driven by the desire to enjoy royal happiness, we are intent on killing our own kinsmen.
Yadi mam apratikaram ashastram shastrapanayah dhartarashtrarane hanyus tanme kshematram bhavet.
Better for me if the sons of Dhritarashtra, weapons in hand, were to kill me unarmed and unresisting on the battlefield.
Sanjaya uvacha evam uktvarjunah sankhye rathopastha upavishat visrujyasasaram chapam shoka samvigna manasah.
Sanjaya said, Arjuna, having thus spoken on the battlefield, cast aside his bow and arrows and sat down on the chariot, his mind overwhelmed with grief.